The hosts feel it would be a little unkind.
Hello, and welcome once again to the Frankencast. I'm the mad scientist, Anthony Bowman. My pronouns are he, him, and I'm joined as always by...
the platypus eggs that you stuck your foot in, that is Eric Velasquez. My pronouns are also he, him.
Very good.
Can you tell? I have a feeling that we finally broke our streak, Anthony. Maybe not hard, but we definitely broke it.
Yeah, we sure did. And and really with both of them, it's
yes.
You know, they're to varying degrees, but yeah, these definitely both are a downturn from the past couple we've been enjoying here with the Munsters today.
Right. So episode 14, McMunsters, no reference to McDonald's at all. It's about a hotel?
Yeah.
Guys, dead and breakfast. Well, I guess you have to use Munster somewhere in there, right?
Right.
Honestly, the name of this fucking episode tells you how the writers were doing this day. Mm-hmm. Like, when they were coming up with this, they just phoned this shit in.
Yeah. So, and it feels like a lot of the jokes are even kind of phoned in this one.
Right, and we also get the initial antagonism. Well, so we've seen kind of antagonism building in the family against Marilyn.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to keep getting worse, right?
Yeah. Definitely in the next episode, but somewhat in this episode as well.
We actually have a brother-sister dynamic for the 80s. Was, you know, they were antagonizing each other.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not Munsters, right?
Right.
Eddie yeah, should this... be fucking with Marilyn.
Yeah, it felt like, like you said, I think a lot of sitcoms kind of leaned into this kind of dynamic. To me, specifically, I'm thinking of, like, Clarissa Explains It All or whatever, where you've got, like, the cool teen older sister and the obnoxious little brother. And that's
so
definitely...
proto-Clarissa.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very similar vibe to that.
Which is great for the 90s, honestly. That's, you know, that era was fine, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's not what we want out of the Munsters. Like, the Munsters are supposed to be, like, they're the weird family who are better than us. Like, they get along. They work as
like
a family unit. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like, they look like monsters, but they're better than the average sitcom family.
They're the ideal creepy family, right?
Yeah.
All right, so let's get this party started.
Yeah, so we start, and as you mentioned, so like they're talking, or Grandpa and Lily are talking about dinner, and Lily says she's going to fix platypus eggs.
Because they can't afford the electric eels.
Yeah, they charge by the watt, and the price has just gone through the roof.
$9 per kilowatt.
Yeah. And Grandpa's like, well, but it's Herman's payday. You know, maybe we can splurge. And she's like, yeah, maybe we can get like a blister of beef.
Right, yeah.
And
so Herman comes in, though, and okay, there's some good gags. I'm not going to lie about that. Because initially in the beginning, Grandpa had this massive magnifying glass. You love to see it. Herman comes in. And they're like, hey, where's the paycheck? Where's your weekly paycheck?
Yeah.
He gives them this very tiny fucking paycheck.
Yeah.
Like, physically tiny.
Yeah, it's a little tiny little piece of paper. And they're like, your checks are getting so small lately.
Right. And he's like, well, so it turns out that Mr. Gateman has decided that we're going to be paid on commission by the shovelful.
Right. And things are just dead at the parlor lately.
Hey. man, this gives us so much hope, right?
Right. Yeah, and he's like, you know, they said this is the worst slump they've had since the invention of penicillin.
And Grandpa's like, ah, too bad everyone's moving on with health food and exercise.
Yeah.
If only, brother. If only.
Right,
especially
yeah.
with the namesake of this episode.
Right, yeah. But Grandpa, he's got a get rich scheme that maybe this will work. And he's like, all right, so what's all the rage these days? And Herman's like, the Smurfs?